that's pretty interesting. Do you look at it thermal or you just touch it?
It was hot. I mean, it was a feel hot. I mean, as soon as you put your hand up to it, you could tell it.
Which is the best tools, the nose and the hands.
Hey, how's this radio getting out? Pretty good? Am I hitting her pretty, the repeater pretty solid?
It's a real solid, 5x5.
I've been on a HT up here in Oconee County.
By horseshoe camp, and I could get in there, not with a handheld though, but with a J-pole and my regular mobile rig.
So, right here by the lake, and I'm on my HT, and I was hoping it was getting pretty good, but, you know, you always wish you're here on the other side.
This is good as it always is, man. Very, very readable.
In fact, I don't think I've talked to you since, we had Rich on was that about a week ago?
Yeah, I missed you at breakfast today. It was a good breakfast.
I forgot all about it. I wish I'd had a reminder on the text reminder or something. I totally forgot about it.
Out of town somewhere. It was good.
I stayed here last night and then went home this morning. The thing had tripped off on me like 2 days ago and then turned around and it tripped off on me again yesterday. And then shortly after I had checked on it about 2 hours later from my phone, a phone app, and it had already tripped off again. So first thing this morning I called in service.
Well, at least you know what the problem is. Did you torque it down yourself, or are you going to have an electrician come out and check the breaker?
Good air before Liam got home, so I had him come out and check the unit and check the breaker and make sure everything was okay.
That's a win-win deal there. You can't go wrong with that.
Agree with that. Nothing would ever be said about it, but it would be if I didn't.
For having the normal U-verse internet problem here, it seems at 7 o'clock or 7:30, they throttle everybody way down and start resetting my modem. And it seems like every night for the last week, I'd lose everything right at about 8 o'clock, and it comes back on about 12, and I'm about done with them.
Bites for the hockey games.
The main thing, although tonight it's on WYFF, which is a pleasing thing because I could hook up my little digital antenna on the TV and catch a direct broadcast.
Hey, at least you're able to hit it. But, yeah, that would kind of perturb me a little bit, too, especially with how much you pay for it. You know, I have to look at that as well. And it seems like to me it keeps going up and up. KM4RGX for ID.
Yeah, we put a new modem on it this week, and it works fine there in the day. But you come on about 7:30 at night, since it's all VOIP, we lose phone, we lose cable, and we lose internet. And it's about time to start to get a rebate from these people.
Would be key. Send them in a itemized bill and see how well they like it.
I'll go around and hit the State Utilities Commission and put in a complaint. It seems like they keep screwing stuff up, and we've had cut wires from construction, and that's normal, but we're on the far leg of a totally separate circuit, so when they cut a wire over by the golf course, it shouldn't affect me.
Service that comes down your way?
We had a guy about 5 years ago cut the darn cable off a pole and took about 40 feet of wire, and it took him about 2 days to fix that thing up. But since then, it's been pretty solid. It's just 7:30 like clockwork. It shuts down.
Very pleased about that either.
Good happy hour for her game is about 8 o'clock at night, where she plays for free. And it irritates the heck out of her when she can't play her Jewel game.
tell you what, at least you're not the one that's being taking the brunt of that.
Sir, I'm completely separated out. I unplugged my Wi-Fi extender to make sure that wasn't the problem. And, hey, this is in the magic section now. It's something that you AT&T's got to fix.
Hey, I have this morning.
Seven. One new guy, and it was pretty good.
Sure enough, about like it was last month.
The buffet this time, and I think next time I'll go back to an omelet.
Last time I looked over there, that buffet did look pretty good.
Pork paradise. I had some good sausage and a couple of rafters of bacon that started my day off right.
Somebody's got a little pig.
Farmer, see if we can't get a couple of them started.
Sounds good to me. You know me, buddy. I'm all about it.
Going up like they have been, we may just want to go and find a couple of calves and start fattening them up. I have to talk to Paul about that. Neighbor does, his back neighbor might have a pasture that is not being used.
What are you thinking?
Well, of course. I hit the belly spot. It's always a good thought button.
Get some animals started there, too.
I'll have chickens next month, and I think that'll be the trigger to get a couple going. I'll get some sort of, what do they call it, a chicken tractor or whatever to keep them in, and see if we can't start those guys.
See, my neighborhood, they'd love that.
Neighborhood, I'd be eating duck once a week.
The rabbits, buddy, there's a ton of them.
Little season here, too. They're getting fat. Them and the little chipmunks are getting fat on my bird feeders. I may have to sit out a couple days and see if I can't whittle down the population, because the last thing I want is those guys to get a little hungry and start chewing on coax.
Is your radio finally hooked up?
For tonight, until I found out I had no internet, and that kind of put a kibosh on everything. But I did get good news that old DX shipped my big radio. It should be here next week.
Oh, that's the one we've been waiting on, eh?
Motivated to finish up my ground system and hang a dipole or three.
Couple of them out there ready to go now, so hey, it's just a matter of time.
I got to spend some hours on the lawn tomorrow, I think. Even I'm hoping for rain, actually, so I can work in here in a little bit of a coolness. The air conditioner's making a big difference, but I feel guilty running the air conditioner while I'm working up here.
Get over that and just do it.
Passion to us all.
I believe I'm going to kick it up and head on back in. But, yeah, as soon as I heard you on the net, I knew I wanted to yell at you and talk to you for a few minutes since I hadn't spoke with you. But, I'll catch up with you next week. We originally planned on going on vacation next week, but that plans have changed. I think I got a new addition to my shack, so I'll tell you about it whenever we talk next. But I'll let you go, and I'm going to head on back in. I'm about ready to get back in the air myself. But this is KM4RGX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Once again, talking to you, and we'll hook up with you next week, and we'll get some talking done. There's some other things I got to relay to you, and it should be good. Should be good. Get back in the cool where you're supposed to be. And this is KX4YM signing out. 73 is my friend, and be safe.
KM4RGX, clear.